A new president for Battle Creek College. A change in administration at the college that thrust Dr. A. McClern to the front greatly hastened the degenerating trend. McClern was placed at the head of Battle Creek College in July 1881, and schools started in the autumn. The move was a hasty one, the result of the resignation, for health reasons, of Sidney Brownsberger. McClern only recently had been baptized as a Seventh-day Adventist. He was highly educated along conventional lines, holding the degree of Doctor of Divinity. But he had no acquaintance with either the history of the Seventh-day Adventists or the philosophy of their educational work. This new man had become known to church leaders back in early June, on a Sabbath morning at the Spring Arbor camp meeting. James White, in the Review, wrote of it. Brother McClern arose and stated that he was but a young convert, and knew nothing of the past of which others had spoken. The truth was all light to him, and he saw no cause for discouragement. Brother McClern is a highly educated Christian gentleman. He has made great sacrifices in coming with us. We should be pleased to see him holding a position of importance in the cause. The Review and Herald, June 7, 1880. Unwisely for himself and the cause, he was placed in such a position in less than 2 months, much too soon. The college did not have dormitories. Students boarded with families in the community or on their own. This exacerbated problems of discipline. Hosts, naturally inclined to sympathize with and to accredit the reports of the respective students who boarded with them, took sides on school-related issues. This brought divisions in the Battle Creek Church, itself a church without a pastor. Goodloe Bell, virtually the founder and father of the school, remained as a teacher. He was an excellent educator, but he lacked good public relations. His insistence on thoroughness of drill, his concepts of methods of education, and his devotion to principles on which the college was founded were in marked contrast with the liberal, compromising policies of McClern. Ellen White described the situation in Battle Creek in July, 1881, just before McClern took over as principal. "I have been shown that there are unruly tongues among the church members at Battle Creek. There are false tongues that feed on mischief. There are sly, whispering tongues. There is tattling, impertinent meddling, adroit quizzing. Among the lovers of gossip, some are actuated by curiosity, others by jealousy, many by hatred against those through whom God has spoken to reprove them. All these discordant elements are at work. Some conceal their real sentiments, while others are eager to publish all they know, or even suspect, of evil against another. I saw that the very spirit of perjury that would turn truth into falsehood, good into evil, and innocence into crime is now active, doing a work which savors of hell rather than of heaven. Satan exults over the condition of God's professed people. While they are neglecting their own souls, many eagerly watch for an opportunity to criticize and condemn one to whom God has entrusted responsibilities in his work. All have defects of character, and it is not hard to find something that jealousy can interpret to his injury." In such an atmosphere, and with the contrasting positions of two prominent men in the college, the conservative Bell was crowded out. He was not without some weaknesses and defects, of course. The published 1872 testimony to the church at Battle Creek, based on Ellen White's vision of December 10, 1871, makes this clear. But he was also the subject of many words of commendation from Ellen White, of which the following is typical. "The Lord has shown me the value of Brother Bell's labors. The Lord has commended his thoroughness as a teacher, both in the college and in the Sabbath school. When it was suggested that Brother Bell travel and labor in the Sabbath school interest in different states, I said at once that I did not see how he could be spared from the college.